So I want to go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him for mercy and mercy, grace. Grace for me, mercy for you. But let's go to the Lord. Father, thank you for another opportunity to learn, even in our own relationships. These issues come up where both people think they're right and they think the other is sinning. And it keeps us out of sync, out of just the communion in relationships. And so, Lord, just help us to think through this in our own lives and ministry to those we counsel. Lord, we pray for a strengthening grace for all of us to be sober-minded, alert, and seeking to listen to apply, to become a lot more like our Savior. In His name we pray. Amen. All right, I'm looking at Romans chapter 14. And as I mentioned even in my prayer, no one wants to be out of sync. Just tense in relationships, especially in marriage. You want to be close to each other. You don't want anything to be between you. And then when you have an issue like a conscience issue comes up, one thinks that they're right, pleasing God. And they'd be sinning if they did the other thing. And your spouse says, no, I think that's right. Matter of fact, I think you might be in sin. And you go, oh, wow. This is not just a preference issue. Both think they're right and pleasing to God. So we have an issue like that here in Romans 14, and it just kind of introduces us to these kind of issues that come up among Christians. So chapter 14, I'm just going to read the first 12 verses. As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. For the one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. The one who eats, eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God. While the one who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. For if we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, each of us will give an account of himself to God. So you kind of sense that despising, judging one another on an issue, both they disagree. And that's kind of what we're dealing with here, with disagreements. Disagreements, we all disagree with different things, but it doesn't put us in odds. It's one thing to say, I just disagree where you're going to eat tonight. That would not, I just don't think that would be the, but if I said, I think you're sinning, or I would be sinning to eat there, that's a whole nother matter. It raises it to a weighty issue, and we heard a lot of that even recently with the COVID deal. People saying, my conscience, and you can't just claim your conscience on anything and everything. It really has to be patterned. What does the scripture have to say and educate it? So conflicts usually come out of disagreements. Conflicts, typically you don't sin in just disagreeing. But conflict is where someone ends up sinning. Or both do. And I think that's what raises this to a whole nother level. John Trapp, in his commentary on Matthew, he said, two flints may as soon smite together and not fire come out, as two or more men converse together and not transgression in one kind or another fall out. It's hard to be with another sinner and for very long until something, a spark comes out, and it may end up into a disagreement, but then even more if I think you're wrong and maybe sinning in what you choose to do, or you think I'm sinning and what I'm doing, boy, then it puts it into a whole nother arena in the area of conscience. And that's what was going on here, even in the early church, dealing with issues of whether it was the day or was what you were eating. So let's kind of think through. Let's think through where do conflicts come from? And just a brief look at several areas. Conflicts aren't all because of one thing. I think there are at least eight places conflicts can arise from, and one of them being conscience. And we're going to kind of zero in on conscience, but just do a flyover of these others, and then we'll kind of zero in on a conscience problem and how would we help a couple resolve it. So thinking through conscience issues, disagreements and conflicts, this is one in Scripture where conflicts can arise, is doctrine issues. And this is Dr. L. Moeller put together what he called a theological triage. But Dr. Moeller calls this a theological triage, and he starts as tier one is at the top, then tier two, tier three would be on the bottom. I think differently, but he's the genius. But tier one would be if you disagree with those doctrines at the top, you're not even a believer. Now, that's just orthodoxy to be sound doctrine on the essentials. And then tier two, right below it in the middle, he would look at that and say, we may disagree with these kind of things. We're still believers. We'll be in heaven together, but we won't be in the same church. So certain doctrines, maybe even represented in here, depending on what your background is that we could fellowship together as believers, but not worship together in the same church, whether it's polity, whether it's infant baptism, whatever the issue might be. And then the third tier, down the bottom, he would say, these we may differ on and doesn't necessarily have to cause conflict, and we might be even able to be in the same church and worship together. Now, you might come up with some different things or move some things around in the second and third tier, but he was just trying to say there are different, not every issue is whether you're a Christian or not. And he's separating them out, and he's not the only one. I came across another chart that these individuals put together. They're doing the same thing. These are essentials to be a believer. We'd probably be in different churches or different denominations. And then the third is they're doubtful things and we might be able to get along in the same church. You follow that? So that's doctrine. And that can divide. It can divide in, one, if you're not holding to the essentials, we're believer and unbeliever. But that second tier, people say, we're just not in the same denomination or church, and you may even have to leave a church over certain things, which is a conflict. So that's doctrine. 1 Corinthians 11, there must be divisions among you. It has to be from time to time. You'd like to preserve unity, but sometimes when people veer off on different doctrines or they leave certain doctrines that they agreed with you on at one time, then it can lead to some conflict. Next is, differences. In the area of differences, just different nationalities. People come from different countries, and they just do things differently. And that can cause conflict, misunderstandings, upbringing differences, educational differences. Someone came up to me the other day and said, I'll tell you a difference that was a conflict in our life, our marriage. And I said, what was that? My husband's left-handed and I'm right-handed. That was a